Following the tragic events Monday evening, law enforcement officials spent the better half of the afternoon yesterday tracking down reports of bomb threats at multiple local businesses. Each incident was investigated and handled with evacuations and security checks, and as a result, no credible threats were found. An investigation is underway, and police note that once those responsible for the threats are identified, charges will be filed. The Clovis Municipal Schools released a statement that they are working to ensure students feel safe in the school environment. The Clovis Police Department will have an increased presence on campuses over the next few days, not as a result of an impending threat, but through the commitment to the safety of the children. A community candlelight vigil is set for this evening in honor of the victims of Monday's tragedy. The vigil is open to the public and will take place in front of the Clovis Carver Library at 7:30 p.m. The community candlelight vigil was held yesterday evening in honor of the two women killed and four injured in Monday's tragic shooting at the Clovis Carver Library. Library Director Margaret Hinchy began the speeches with a cracked voice and tears as she made remarks of her lost library family.
We are strong.
We are a family. We will get through this.
Clovis City Police Chief Doug Ford also made remarks.
This area, for many of you who are maybe not from here, you have to understand we are a big team and we work together.
Strength and unity could be felt throughout the crowd during Pastor Delmas Gillis of Bethlehem Baptist Church's speech as he praised the community for its resilience in the face of the shooting.
Tonight we even stand with fears that cannot be soothed, and yet we still stand.
Yesterday, the city saw more chaos as a reported bomb threat evacuated Clovis Community College. Officials with the school noted that due to the evacuation, all classes yesterday would be canceled. Additionally, Clovis Municipal School officials also placed numerous schools on lockdown as a precautionary measure. The Level 1 lockdown did not interfere with instruction, and all dismissal and bus procedures were being followed per schedule. Classes will resume today as normal. District Attorney Andrea Reeb announced that a Curry County grand jury returned a 33-count indictment against Nathaniel Jewett for his role in the mass shooting at the Clovis Carver Public Library on August 28th. An arraignment in district court will be scheduled within 15 days, where the case will move forward through the adult criminal justice system, according to the DA. The full rundown on the indictments are 2 counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of child abuse, 4 counts of aggravated battery, and 20 counts of assault with intent to commit a violent felony.